Deutschlandfunk Kultur Klangkunst.
Whoever shows, strike up the band, heißt das Stück von Oliver Augst und Raymond Pettibon. Frei übersetzt, mal sehen, wer auftaucht, wir machen eine Band. Es ist die Radiofassung einer Performance, die vor einem guten Monat im New Museum in New York unter einem großen Aufgebot von Künstlern stattfand. Heute in der Ursendung bei der Klangkunst auf Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Am Mikrofon begrüßt Sie Golo Völlmer. Schön, dass Sie zuhören. Raymond Pettibon ist ein Superstar des Kunstmarktes. Zuallererst ist er aber ein aufmerksamer Beobachter. Politik, Massenmedien und amerikanische Alltagskultur nimmt der 1957 in Tucson, Arizona geborene Künstler lesend auf und formt sie um. Vor allem in Zeichnungen und Texte, und zwar viele. Zwischen 10.000 und 30.000 schwanken die Schätzungen, hat er gemacht. Einzelausstellungen in New York, Paris, Barcelona, Tokio, Teilnahme an internationalen Kunstevents wie der Documenta. Pettibon macht aber auch Filme und Performances, schreibt Drehbücher und mit dem deutschen Musiker und Radiomacher Oliver Augst realisiert er Bühnen und Hörstücke. Auch wenn Bilder von Raymond Pettibon fast $1 Million bringen können, ist seine Beschreibung als bildender Künstler eigentlich falsch. Fast alle seine Bilder sind ohne die reingekritzelten Texte unvollständig. Text injiziert hier Bedeutungsschichten, öffnet dem Motiv politische, gesellschaftliche, psychische Kontexte. Pettibons Kunst macht keine Statements, sondern bereitet einen Denk- und Spürraum für die andere Seite von Celebrities, von Alltagssituationen und Medienspektakeln. Die Zusammenarbeit zwischen Pettibon und Oliver Augst begann vor knapp 20 Jahren. Seitdem entstehen sporadisch Performances und Radiostücke, wie das heute gespielte Whoever Shows, Strike Up the Band. Ausgangsmaterial des Stückes war eine 2,5-stündige Performance in New York am 14. November des Jahres. Pettibon hatte geladen und 30 befreundete Künstler kamen und sangen, spielten, sprachen, tanzten. Darunter Kim Gordon und Lee Ranaldo von der experimentellen Noise-Band Sonic Youth. Auch Oliver Augst singt Duette mit Pettibon und liefert musikalische Hintergründe. Die 2,5-stündige Live-Performance beinhaltete zig Texte Pettibons. Viele davon gehen auf seine Filmskripts zurück. Oliver Augst wählte daraus zwei etwas längere Passagen aus. Die eine aus Pettibons Text The Weatherman, der die amerikanische linksradikale Terrorgruppe Weatherman Underground thematisiert. Die andere Passage beschreibt eine Begegnung zwischen Batman und Superman, in der sich die beiden gegenseitig übertrumpfen wollen. Wer ist der Wichtigere in der amerikanischen Comickultur? Das Stück ist komplett auf Englisch und wir haben das so belassen. Deutsche Übersetzungen hätten ihm seine Authentizität und Spontaneität genommen. Im Anschluss an das Stück erzählt Oliver Augst vom Künstler und Menschen Raymond Pettibon, von der Zusammenarbeit zwischen den beiden und vom Arbeiten im Radio. Hören Sie nun die Ursendung von Whoever Shows, Strike Up the Band von Oliver Augst und Raymond Pettibon.
Oh, man. I miss the Berlin Wall. You know who else misses the Berlin Wall? Where's Mike Watt? I swear to God, when that went down, there was tears. But this is from the right side of the Berlin Wall.
You're the top ski. You're Hegel turned over from the back proxy. You're too hot to Trotsky, you're Stalin's confidant and best close friend. You're a red flag cell at Bloomingdale. So I... For wholesale friend, everything must go for good this time. I'm the comrade in arms who lost his limbs. You're the porter at the door where the door jams. Get in. And we came to party. You're Andropov, Harmonica, Honecker's Honer, a Dickens hovel, Jack London novel, Kalashnikov Comintern, Shally Apanez, go to noon, go to noon. You're a cell in Spain, you're redder than red, you make me blush, you're a royal motherfucking flush.
You're the top.
We're all the tops.
You're the top.
You're a fly on the wall of Gramsci's cell. I call that heaven that you couldn't call hell. You're the KGB, you're the NKVD, you're the new kids on the Chartist mob. Your hits, you're dismissed. You're
Border,
given first class berth. How's the weather up there in the underground? It's a royal family, it's royal flush. It's Anastasia's red ginger bush. You're the top.
You're the top.
I'm versatile. You're the king. I'm an old queen living that dream at Versailles. Adorners his guitar in a Paris bar. This skag kills fascists and rock stars, rock and roll stars too. We're the tops. You're Brett backstage living in LA. Waiting for lefties, Jenny at the backstage door. We're a whores. You're up, I'm down for it. You're a top court on the drizzling shit, so drop the bell. You're a Stasi agent listening in when the fucking starts, like it when you're watching me. You're a Katerina Witt taking a shh, shut your mouth.
We're the tops.
You're Lillian's, you're Helen Wills, you're the Hollywood Tens, they're taking the fifth for your defense and making their deals. You're a bullshit backer turned party boss hacker. You're the tops.
You're the tops.
Woohoo!
You're the tops.
And we came to party. You're Nipper Goring, Rin Tin Tin. You're the RCAP victor on the battlefield. You can bark like a red seal if you feel heel. Heil. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Because his master's voice is stilled. Terrorista, no bottom dog are you. You're still aligned to be the receiver of the surplus value. You're due the national debt's last dollar. You're Burgess, Philby, and McLean. We're a team. You're a second chance. You're Beloff in the red paint. Underneath, he's over the rim. It's in against American skins.
We're the tops, and it's our party. We're the tops, and we came to partay.
Russia wins.
Kind of like more of a Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney puts on a show, you know, to save the high school choir or whatever, and there's probably an equal number of Mickey Rooney's wives and friends of Dorothy here. But my idea was more of a, you know, old-time radio, Lux Radio Theater, whatever. I guess the good news or the bad news is, I don't have the energy to do it, to direct or produce, but Brian Singer and Joel Shoemaker are going to pick up this script. Okay, we're going to skip the introduction. Let's go right into it. Okay, Batman.
I've listened patiently, but I must say I don't comprehend the main thrust of your argument.
Then I simply have not made myself clear.
The words I understand, but I continue to sense, pardon me, a
subtext? A hidden agenda?
Exactly.
So perhaps a glimmer. Am I finally getting through? My words are now explicit?
In this instance, yes.
I am gratified. However, I continue to detect a certain, shall I say, a psychological tenseness. We agree on apprehension?
Suppose we call it bewilderment.
My language has you feeling tethered?
Tethered?
Bound, caged, options constricted.
I don't feel tethered, not in the least.
You are unbound then, uncaged, capable of standing up and walking right out of this room.
This room happens to be in my house.
Happens to be in your house. A house not built with your own hands, nor a house paid for with money you earned. But quite a house it is. Stately Wayne Manor is the cliche of journalists. How many rooms?
How could I be expected to know such a thing? Upwards of 70, I imagine.
You imagine? Not based on your actual count or on the word of some person other than yourself, someone delegated to count the rooms and report the total back to you. Who's keeping score? Not Alfred or his ward or your ward?
70 rooms or 60 or 80, what's the difference? One person can occupy only one room at a time. That's the principle of elementary physics.
Practitioners of quantum mechanics advise us that an electron can be in several places simultaneously. Since people are composed of electrons, well, and boys of puppy dog tails, and yet I assume you feel confined within these four walls.
Confined is your word, not cavernous. If I chose I could leave this room and walk out of my house, I've got the radar. I'll ask directions from who, you? I don't remember leaving any breadcrumbs up your ass and into the soggy rain. The experts predict it might rain or might not. Pour it on. Some experts are right as often as right. Although that's just not right. This time of year especially, the weather is capricious.
Capricious. How quaint to attribute a common phenomenon of meteorology to caprice, whimsy. You know, I come from the planet Krypton, the little cloud that cried out, loose.
I merely agree it might rain. Meteors the size of clouds have been threatening all day, cumulatively.
Capricious weather. Where's Al Roker? Clouds threatening to rain. My dear fellow, this delusion is what professors of literature call the pathetic fallacies. Clouds don't threaten. Rain clouds occlude rain. Did you major in lit in college? I detect a kink in the stratospheric armor.
I was privately educated, in private, en privat.
That explains it, partially.
Explains what partially?
Many things.
Such as?
Such as your difficulty following along with our present discourse. Do you happen to agree with the biblical observation that the rain falls alike on the just and the unjust?
He stands, goes to the window, looks out.
Just? Just the Jews, or? Are you talking waves and flooding, or just, not sprinkles, but deluge? Well, how high up? Waist, chest, neck?
Are you going out?
Now, are you nuts? At this moment, it happens to be raining. The man outside the phone booth will get soaked. Shall I call him, you a cab? You're perfectly welcome to stay, and him.
When you're red all the way, from your first cloudy cell, till you stop just to stay. fight till you die with a gun in your hand and an arms struggle line. You're often alone, you're often unprotected. The pigs tap your phone, your mailbox is inspected. To the masses, and you know they will win. When you're red, you're just out of sight. You kick the pig's ass for mass organizations.
Batman returns to the chair. Superman goes to the window, looks out.
It definitely is raining, although the person standing outside the phone booth is a woman.
Woman, like you know, you dress in phone booths. I undress in them.
35 or 40, small hat, Chanel jacket with white blouse, medium-length skirt of some dark material, perhaps wool, black open-toed shoes.
Superman sits. Batman goes again to the window.
You're mistaken. The person in the rain is unmistakably a man. A few inches under 6 feet, hatless, single-breasted business suit with vest, a brown leather briefcase in his left hand. And besides, at 35 to 40, who cares?
Batman returns to his chair.
The person in the rain is a man.
The person in the rain is a woman. But then you wouldn't know one now, would you? You're not bi? No, you lack a few superpowers despite your added bat senses.
Go and have another look, and look again, this time with your famous expert X-ray vision.
And see again what I've already seen?
I can tell a man from a woman, even at that distance, even for God's sake at 35 to 40 years. You notice the briefcase?
Black, not brown, probably vinyl. Instead of leather, held by a woman under her left arm, now right arm.
Batman is pensive, climaxing several long looks at the window from his chair.
Have any idea what that man standing there in the rain could be up to? The man over there masturbating. It is a public park after all, and this is London, is it not? A man and his manhood, and the one that got away.
That woman standing there in the rain, getting herself soaked, I suppose.
Soaked by who? Man, woman, whatever. Do you suppose he or she could be planning to make a phone call? So then why isn't he, she, inside the phone booth, not standing out in the rain?
Good question. There are other explanations. Some sinister.
Sinister, getting soaked in the rain.
Perhaps this person has a rain fetish.
Rain fetish? I've never heard of such a thing.
Surely you are familiar with the writings of Kraft Ebeling.
I recognize the name. The rocket scientist?
Kinkiness, sexual perversion, the writer.
Kraft wrote about people with a rain fetish, not cheese. What's this go-go consolidating global economy coming to?
An entire chapter documented in explicit detail on rain. Of course, there could be other explanations for this woman's skulking presence in the rain.
You suggest a police detective? You believe we're under police surveillance? How exciting.
We? Not me, you. As you pointed out, this is your house, and I took meticulous care to ensure that I was not followed here. Do you sense that you are under investigation, suspected of having committed a crime?
Certainly not. The very thought is...
dismaying?
Unsettling, to say the least. Plus, victimless, repugnant to some. Fuck 'em. Why would the police investigate me when they're already got their hands tied investigating you? Tied and full like a stripper's G-string.
I would love you to know me, but my baby knows you very well. She listens to your music on the radio. The ball, 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 ball pitch. The ball, 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 ball pitch. She said, take your paws off. And that set me off.
Right.
That set me off. That set me off. The ball, ball pitch. Throw it in the pop-up bench. She said she likes it. Throw her in the pop-up bench. She said she likes it. The pop-up bench.
We don't want Metropolis to become another Gotham City. It's a quality of life issue. And what's more the American way than a quality of lifestyle?
I know. It doesn't take a good pair, X-ray specs to see how very, very wrong. So dirty and wrong. I mean, filthy dirty. Why? Who draws these backgrounds? They're just not comics code.
No, they are not. Mayor LaGuardia himself, I should say, wouldn't bring himself to read such filth. Friggin' comics pages. Such yellow journalism. The sick stuff. Museum stuff.
Siegel, Schuster. What kind of names are these?
Well, they made me. Oh, they're all right. Supermensch, they made me, didn't they?
We need Chester Ghouls.
Pick it up and give it to the master. Oh, humble heart. Baby, me a song. Play this if she could listen it. Oh, Caroline, don't miss it. You don't know what you don't know what you're missing. Oh, Caroline, you don't know what you're missing. Rama, Rama, ding dong, I think I hit it too hard this time. Rama, Rama, ding dong, I think I hit it too hard this time. How can you keep still to Wilson Bigot? And I know it's good hell of a good time bear. But save the last dance for me, O'Carroll. Don't kick it right. Don't kick it. Don't kick it.
Batman in acrobatic position, upside down. Sex with Catwoman.
What kind of horse's ass position do you call this, Cat Miss? Bern Hogarth couldn't sell this anatomy.
Bern Hogarth wouldn't want to.
Holy calabatic.
Holy catacresis. Holy acrocatic, you must mean.
Holy shit, I think I'm falling.
In love. Don't you worry now, you'll land on your own 2 feet. Oh, just like that. Now, I'll make...
Holy my jollies, I think I'm come.
Oh, no you don't. Not just yet. I haven't come myself.
Good lordy, Miss Holy, I can't hold on.
Oh, but I think you can. Must.
Holy cataphatic, it's a fact. My cataract.
Oh, holy catamenia, meow! It's not your time of the month, meow, to come.
Holy catalepsy, let me.
Holy holop, holy dico, dick up, your cataclystic catadromous catadupe. No cataclysm in my catacomb. Oh, meow. Till I say so, meow.
Holy cataris, it's my balls, a cataclassis, or it's your cataclitoris.
Catamite. Oh, hold bat tight. Ow! It's my cat call. Hold your bat balls.
Hung like a horse, I can't hold on.
Turn the cat into the pun. As the worm turns, hold your horsey. Take a hold of the reins. You're under the baton of the cat. Meow.
My kitten, my bat bait.
You're a master bat baiter.
I'm in the catbird seat.
I'm in... Meow. Cat's meat. You're in the cat house now.
Holy catabolism, my balls.
What? Cataphora. Boom.
Get me off. You're purring.
Catatonic sonic.
Cat got your tongue, woman? Holy catinate bait. I'm stuck and I can't get off.
Oh, it's you. You haven't come. I came hours ago, twice, thrice, quatorze.
Well, I can feel the grass growing out there on the lawn, and there's a few trees that's got some leaves on it that I can feel. And I've been in jail all my life, so I'm actually right here at home. How long have I been in jail? 34 years? 34 years, so...
Out of 47, you've been here 34.
I've been in jail, prison, a long time, all my life. I was raised up in here. So I understand jail, so I understand myself, and I can deal with that. I set my cell, and I do my number, like a convict does his number.
You like jail, don't you?
I don't dislike, or like, or like, or like, or like, or like.
We are the trash man, we got bricks and bottles, we got stones and sticks and ride on politics. You put the gas in the bottle and heave it along with the Pepsi generation, and you got to be strong. We love the Weezy and the Cuban people and the Pathet Lao and the Tupamaros, Huey Newton and Ho Chi Minh. We're rising up strong, and you know we will win. Trash together right now. Off the pick.
Especially want to dedicate this to Kevin Killian, because this goes back 20, 30 years, which he had a theater troupe, which we did a few shows in San Francisco and Los Angeles, and without him, this wouldn't be possible tonight. And, you know, there's more than a few. There's a number of people who were there, who were here. Fortunately, we could come here to relive that, and I'm grateful for them to be here and to see, you know, my pals, and thank you all, okay?
Scene 3. Gabe is looking at some records.
Louis Armstrong, Uncle Tom credit to his race, imperialist bastard of the Third World.
He breaks the record.
Show this one to Bernadine.
Lennon and Yoko record.
Hey, Bernadine, get your pretty little ass over here.
Fuck you. Fuck off, little bitch. She is a bitch.
She breaks the record. Wayne takes another record.
Don't touch it. Don't anybody dare touch this one. They wasted Fred Hampton, too.
Jeff takes another record.
Then you're on the other side.
Gabe takes another record.
Would you look at that beautiful black?
James Brown record.
Just break that motherfucker.
Break it.
Do it.
Break the mother.
Do it.
Wayne takes another record.
Check it out. Can you dig it? Beautiful.
It is politically correct. Who is this? Vonnegut? Man, I just can't get into this. Should we burn it?
Burn it.
Yeah, I'll burn it.
He takes another record.
That seems far out. Is he one of us?
Get it. He's on our hit list.
Wayne takes another record.
Oh, can't we keep it?
No, break the motherfucker. They ripped off youth culture like a motherfucker.
Gabe takes another record.
Hug Mascala, what is the coincidence? Everybody talking about love, whatever I go these days.
Groovy.
What is a square boy? What is coincidence that everybody who finally wants to be known is coming on the groovy of along my head? I hear the music getting louder as the people are jumping and a million reefers burning. They are all cracking, groovy.
Yeah, real right on.
Well, we can put this on the hold.
He takes another record.
What the fuck is this? Who is the Neil Merriweather fan here? Look, he's passing a joint.
Real heavy.
Jeff takes another record.
B.B. King, I need this one for my chops.
He takes another record.
Hey, I'm not giving up my blue cheer, no matter what you say.
He takes another record.
Supremes, an embarrassment. Bobby and Stokely would want us to waste it.
Wayne takes a Frank Sinatra record.
What is this garbage?
Smash it.
Give me a break.
Oh, break it before I throw up.
I'm gonna break his scrawny neck.
Let's off Nancy too.
Frank Jr., isn't he a sympathizer?
Maybe we can use it to get to his father.
Gabe takes a Simon and Garfunkel record.
My sons, the Machuganas. It wasn't for the Weatherman, I'd look like Stu. Thank God for the Lazarmans. I'm going to enjoy this.
Jeff takes another record.
You, Vincent, we can use this one when we're recruiting for Greece.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we have to.
Wayne takes another record.
Whoever he is, he looks right on.
Jeff takes another record.
They're spades, aren't they?
No, they fucking aren't.
Are they spades or heats? What the world needs now is love. Yeah, that's how I do it here, somebody else break it.
Takes another record.
Vietnamese? She's beautiful.
Jeff takes another record.
And I was there.
Wayne takes another record.
The lads from Liverpool. If you were to break this, Bernadine would kill us.
None of you wimps have the balls to do that. Just get out of my way.
Scene 4.
Bernadine Dorn, Weatherman's balls. My favorite weapon is sex. Although a submachine gun feels pretty good too. I look at myself as a black widow who is searching for one man who could satisfy her. I balled every Top Gun in the movement. Are you listening, Jane? The Beatles, God bless them, got me into this.
Scene 5.
One of us has a problem, a certain ideological problem, and he's going to get his act together and straighten out, or I'm going to give him the boot. And you know, none of us sisters is going to miss him.
Do we have a revisionist in our midst?
Jeff, why don't you tell us about it?
I come too fast. I do my thing sometimes as soon as I'm in.
You're not entitled to a cock if you're going to use it to oppress women.
I can't help myself. I really try.
Let's get something straight. Premature ejaculation is a symptom of late capitalist, racist, white male rule.
It's unheard of in Russia.
Chiang Ching is the most satisfied sister on Earth.
God, I take up monogamy for her.
Right on. The Chinese and the Russians know how to treat their women.
Yeah, the spades could teach you wimps a thing or two. That goes for all of you.
The white race is a cancer. Males can't even control themselves. How can we let them control it all? What gall?
You white males make me sick.
Who wants him anyway? He fucks like a fucking capitalist robber baron.
Premature ejaculation is revisionism of the worst sort. We have to give a message that it will not be tolerated. What do you suggest?
Well, if you didn't walk around topless all the time, I get so turned on all the time.
Shut up.
Consider yourself on sexual probation. No sex for 1 week. And when you do resume sexual relations, you will be timed with a stopwatch. And in the future, any sexual violations or crimes of this sort will be dealt with.
I'm dreaming of a white riot, just like the one on October 8th. When the pigs took a beating and things started leading to an armed struggle against the state.
Scene 10.
I used to look up to you when I was an undergrad. You were really something to me. Look at you now, Mr. Green Jeans. Look what you are doing. What have you done for the last 2 months? Reading books? A what? Oh, I get it. What? Are we reading history instead of making it?
Your breath stinks, Twiggy.
Your shoes stink, man. Take a look at this. Is this a Marxist shoe? What kind of shoe is this, man? You ain't got no soul. You've got a soul on your shoe, man, and it's been made by some kind of factory of ignorant workers who can't even comprehend what we're trying to do, man. And what? What are you getting at? What are you putting in it? What are you here for? Is this a vacation for you? Man, I put my blood and I put my toil and I've risked things. I've risked stuff, man. I've been put in jail. Have you ever been in jail?
Yes, Twiggy.
For what?
Jaywalking.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. I am sorry, Mr. Desperado. God, I didn't know. You know, I, a person like me, you know, maybe a few, like, you know, warrants and felonies for my arrest for a few, you know, petty little manufacturing things. Oh, jaywalking. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was dealing with such hardcore criminals in the Weatherman.
Yes, Twiggy, jaywalking. Jaywalking in motherfucking Chicago after I knocked Elrod on his motherfucking ass.
Scene 11.
I'll tell you what just burns my ass up. It's a certain couple that acts just like they're married.
Right on.
We came in together to fight in the struggle together. It just seems that we dig each other so much.
You knew our laws against monogamy when you joined.
Every time I try to get it on with Mara, she makes an excuse. It's just not right.
I haven't had her either.
I just don't want to be fighting alongside someone we haven't balled.
Maybe Miss Marov thinks she's too good for us.
No, I don't.
Then give our guys a break.
Okay.
Let me tell you, honey. I've had your lover boy, and he's a righteous stud. The sisters are really missing out because of the little games you're laying on us that your mom probably taught you.
Yeah, Marov, we've got to get our asses in gear and get with it.
Wayne, I want you to trade places with Jeff. Come on, Wayne, get your ass over here.
Right on.
Scene 12. Jeff, Wayne, and Marov are watching a baseball match on TV.
Dig, Art Chamsky's sideburns are longer than mine.
Mets are going all the way with Ho Chi Minh.
I used to dig them, but baseball oppresses the people, especially the players.
You call that work? If Seaver gets 100 grand, how much should we get for throwing bombs and risking our lives?
Seaver, he's UCLA, isn't he?
USC.
They had their offensive line block the army recruiters on campus.
I'd like to knock Seaver off the mound with a rocket launcher.
I hate winners.
Yeah, we'll have to get rid of baseball. Maybe we can keep softball.
What do the Vietnamese play?
Ping pong. Non-competitive ping pong. And they can kick America's ass at it, too.
I hear Ho Chi Minh has never lost a game.
I'd like to play ball with the gentry.
Clytus Jones is a sexy motherfucker.
Miracle Mets. Maybe we are ready for revolution.
Is Cruzman one of us?
USC. Do they even have an SDS?
Their SDS, according to Humphrey, is a liberal candidate.
Is there a way we can burn down USC without harming the ghetto?
Scene 13.
Do you think it's relevant?
In this day and age?
Like Weatherman? Does it come with a dick that represents the sisters, or does it come with a gun, a submachine gun that stays up all night fighting till the revolution is won?
All right, Weather Underground. We change names, but do we change sex?
I'd like to give this group a sex change. And I'd like to hold the knife.
Who would we fuck?
Sister, I could teach you a few things. Your little tiny white bread superstar can stay up all night with Dr. Rubens, never ever learn the score.
Maybe we could be kind of an ambassador of Radcliffe to the Panthers.
Count me in, girls, and I'm Brandeis.
Nobody's going to castrate the Panthers.
Yeah, right. Then we can go poach rhinoceros horns in Africa with boys' soul knives.
Our cancer needs a knife. Cut one out and feed it back to America. They send their own sons to Vietnam, don't they? Well, we don't want them either.
I wasn't going to tell anyone this, but Twiggy slapped me last night.
What? And did you take it for all of us?
He pulled out right when he came and fell asleep without satisfying me.
Where was your gun? Didn't you use it?
Every sister is supposed to carry her gun to bed. You don't go in unprotected.
It gets in the way.
You mean his dick gets in the way.
And you didn't even pistol whip him?
We need a divorce, now. Before we're the widowed underground.
How about a position paper?
Position paper?
God, this is turning me on. Man, my bombs are my babies. I send them off in the world and they go bang. I put them inside the belly of the beast right here in the mother country, and they explode. It drives me wild. They actually go off. Whoosh! Pow! I'm not kidding. I made them. Whoa! The first pig I killed, the first time in my life, I felt clean inside.
I guess that's it, right?
In a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine. We all live in a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine. And our friends are all in jail, many more of them out on bail. We demand a jury trial, 'cause you know it drives them wild. We all live in a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine. We all live in a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine. And the bureau can't be found, 'cause they all underground. And we ask, what can we do? And they say, don't ask us. We all live in a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine. We all live in a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine. We all live in a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine, a weatherman machine. We all live.
And Thomas Feynman, Thomas Feynman for the soundscape.
Whoever shows, strike up the band. Von Oliver Augst und Raymond Pettibon. Eine Autorenproduktion für das Radio zusammengestellt und gemischt von Oliver Augst. Aus einer Performance-Aufzeichnung aus dem New Museum, New York vom 14. November 2019. Mit Raymond Pettibon und Oliver Augst, den Sonic Youth-Mitgliedern Kim Gordon und Lee Ronaldo, der Performance-Künstlerin Karen Finlay, dem Elektronikmusiker Thomas Fehlmann und vielen anderen. Sie hörten die Ursendung. Wenn Oliver Augst und Raymond Pettibon zusammenarbeiten, dann bringt jeder sein Medium, sein Material und auch seinen kulturellen Hintergrund ein. Manchmal starten sie von einem musikalischen Element, das Augst einbringt, ein andermal von einem Text aus Pettibons immensem Konvolut. Oliver Augst.
In der Tat ist Raymond jemand, der ununterbrochen an seinen Texten arbeitet. Also man wird ihn nie antreffen ohne eine Plastiktüte voll mit halb voll geschriebenen Textpapieren und mit Manuskripten und auch Auszügen aus Büchern, die er teilweise abschreibt, kopiert oder auch rausreißt, im Gedanken, dass es den Moment geben wird, wo er daraufhin ansetzend irgendwas Eigenes, was Neues daraus strickt. Also er ist eigentlich permanent in einer Textarbeit und er sagt ja auch selbst, dass diese Zeichnung auch nicht getrennt funktionieren. Es ist nicht so, dass er erst eine Zeichnung macht und zum Schluss noch irgendwas hinschreibt, sondern das passiert immer parallel. Und oft ist es genau umgekehrt, dass sogar der Text als erster Impuls da ist und daraufhin dann die Zeichnung im Wechselspiel mit dem Text dann fortgeführt wird. Und Pettibon hat sich ja immer für die amerikanische Oberflächen, was Pop ist, also die Oberfläche der Kultur interessiert. Und damit gearbeitet und sprich von dieser Oberfläche angefangen, tiefen Schichten abgetragen, bis hin zu seinen heutigen sehr komplexen Konstrukten, Auszeichnungen und aus Text. Da fließt das immer wieder rein, dass es eigentlich von der amerikanischen Oberflächenkultur ausgeht.
Oliver Augst ist Radiomacher, zumindest in Teilzeit. Radio ist ein Instrument, das man spielen kann wie irgendein anderes Instrument. Aus der Live-Performance Whoever Shows, Strike Up the Band hat Augst eine Radiofassung gemacht und das bedeutet für ihn immer auch eine Arbeit gegen Widerstände, die ein Instrument wie das Radio mit sich bringt.
Und das andere ist aber auch, dass die Ästhetik des Rundfunks selbst hörbar wird, also ich schlage mich wirklich damit rum, kann man sagen, selbst wenn man eine verzerrte E-Gitarre aufnimmt im Rundfunkstudio und das nachher wiederum in dem Rundfunkstudio über Rundfunkboxen hört, dann kriegt man diesen Rahmen fast nicht mehr weg. Es wird immer irgendwie gediegen und korrekt klingen. Also ich finde es ein riesiges Thema. Das ist sozusagen, der Rahmen ist überdimensional, den man wie permanent angreifen muss und sozusagen negieren muss, um irgendwie zu so einem Resultat zu kommen, was man sich vielleicht dann doch eher vorstellt.
Zum Ausklang der heutigen Sendung ein kurzer Ausschnitt aus einem Musical, zugegeben, einem ungewöhnlichen, das Pettibon und Augst vor gut 10 Jahren aus dem gleichnamigen Bühnenstück entwickelt haben. The Whole World is Watching, eine Produktion des Hessischen Rundfunks aus dem Jahr 2008. Am Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Guno Filmer.
The way we came from childhood of horror and hope to black awakening, petition and protest, massed in resistance to their whip and wars, came youth on fire.
Was spürt man im Herzen? Eine Explosion. Was spürt man im Herzen? Eine Explosion. Wirft sie Licht auf unsere Wurzeln, unsere Herkunft. Auf eine Kindheit voller Schrecken und Hoffnung, düsteres Erwachen, Bitten und Proteste, Widerstand gegen Geißel und Krieg der Unterdrücker, eine flammende Jugend, Kampf um Freiheit. Nenne den Feind beim Namen und schließe deine Freunde in die Arme. Krieg, erfahren durch Krieg in der Weltrevolution. Wirft sie Licht auf unsere Wurzeln, unsere Herkunft. Wirft sie Licht auf unsere Wurzeln, unsere Herkunft.
Resist lovingly. Resist passively. Resist actively. Resist publicly. Resist privately. Resist beautifully. Resist biologically. Resist spiritually. Resist lovingly. Resist passively. Resist actively. Resist loving. Resist passively. Resist actively. Resist publicly. Resist privately. Resist beautifully. Resist beautifully. Resist beautifully. Resist beautifully. Resist beautifully.
Hi, Gabe Nemesh, Jail-Wirtschaftsabsolventin in der 7. Generation. Mein Ziel ist es, alle Marktmodelle obsolet zu machen. Die sind eh schon alle irrelevant. Größter Kick? Sex auf dem Schreibtisch des Dekans und dabei eine seiner Zigarren rauchen. Wenn ich auf Tränengas bin, denke ich am klarsten.
Kein Mensch kann ein Ding erkennen, wenn er nicht mit ihm in Berührung kommt. Das heißt, wenn sein eigenes Leben, seine Praxis nicht in dem Milieu dieses Dinges verläuft. Willst du Kenntnisse erwerben, musst du an der die Wirklichkeit umwälzenden Praxis teilnehmen. Willst du den Geschmack einer Birne?
Hello, this is Brandon Dillon. I'm going to read a declaration of a state of war. This is the first communication from the Weatherman Underground. All over the world, people fighting American imperialism look to America's youth. Black people have been fighting almost alone for years. We've known that our job is to lead white kids into...
Here is Bernadine Dawn. Ich werde nun eine Declaration of a State of War, also eine Kriegserklärung, verlesen. Proteste und Märsche reichen nicht mehr aus. Die revolutionäre Gewalt ist der einzige Weg. Von Che wissen wir, dass Revolutionäre sich wie Fische im Meer bewegen. Die Entfremdung und die Verachtung, die die jungen Leute für dieses Land hier haben, hat einen ganzen Ozean für diese Revolution hergestellt. Die Eltern der privilegierten Kids haben jahrelang gesagt, dass die Revolution nur ein Spiel für uns sei. Aber der Krieg und der Rassismus dieser Gesellschaft zeigen, dass es verdammt ernst ist. Wir werden niemals friedlich unter diesem System leben können. Wir verstecken uns nicht, aber wir sind unsichtbar. Wir kämpfen auf verschiedenste Arten. Gewehre und Gras sind eins im Untergrund. Wenn du uns finden möchtest, bitte, hier sind wir. In jeder Familie, Kommune, in jedem Wohnheim, Bauernhaus, jeder Kaserne, jeder Stadtwohnung, wo wir uns lieben, wo wir kiffen und unsere Gewehre laden.